Welcome back to Nothing But Truth. Crane Durham is doing the morning show with Smash All this week. I'm Rick Sanborn in for Crane Durham right up until about 3 o'clock this morning. This is 97.1 FM Talk, and our guest is Judith Reed, who has written the book called Global Sense. You know, we only got about 2 minutes, so I'm not going to get into this right now, because in the next hour, I do want to get into questions about George W. Bush, whether he's violated the Constitution, whether or not he lied about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. I want to address those subjects with you, Judah, in the next hour. But since you ended the last part of that conversation talking about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict right now, I happen to notice that you say that since God promised land to both sons of Abraham, let's create a two-state solution. Isn't that what Israel and Palestine were trying to do, was give some land here and some land there, but it's just not working out? And are we ever going to be able to overcome these deep-rooted religious situations in order to find true peace? And unfortunately, we only got about a minute for you to answer that one.
Yeah, solve the problems of the world in 1 minute.
Please.
I think what we need is a transformation of heart and spirit. As long as we are caught up in this authority addiction that makes us think that we have to be right, live in peace, as long as we believe that someone else has to be wrong for us to be safe, as long as we believe that the only way we're going to be safe is by making other people inferior to us, there's not going to be peace. There needs to be, I was raised Jewish. I would love to see my brethren and sisters in Israel actually practice the tenets of our faith and change their behavior. That would certainly go a long way towards bringing peace. The same token, I'd also like to see my Islamic brothers and sisters in that part of the world actually practice the tenets of their faith. You know, they had a teacher who taught them about tolerance, and I'd really love to see them practice that.
But you do have the militant factors who are not happy until one or the other is totally eliminated. And how are we going to deal with those people? Because they're not going to get to the point to where they're going to live and let live philosophy.
Well, this is why this is an evolutionary process rather than a revolutionary process. You can't. You lead the horse to water, but you can't make that horse drink.
Yeah.
Everything you can do is just show, hey, this water sure does taste good.
All right.
To try peace for a change.
It is Judah Fried that we're talking to. He's the author of Global Sense. Let's get into some of the situations that are going on with our own administration, our leadership here in America, George W. Bush in particular. And if you can hang, we'll do that in the next hour. It'll only be about 5-7 minutes. Is that good with you?
That's wonderful.
All right. We'll be back. It is.
Okay.